Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to the show. I'm Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news update video. Let's get right to the price, which is pumping. Yeah, we pumped at least $3,000 in the last hour, maybe. And right now we're at 70,320. And you can see the range that I had plotted between 64,000 and 69,000. We're above that now. And it's feeling very bullish. For sure. And I wanted to show you this video here. This is a channel called Mitch Ray. He does technical analysis on Bitcoin. If you're into looking at charts and stuff and getting real technical analysis, his channel is really good. He had a stream last night. This is it right here. I'm going to link to it below. And you only have to watch from about 6 minutes to 9 minutes and you'll get a really good encapsulated technical analysis on Bitcoin and why it looks so strong in many different ways. And then, you know, look, when he was doing this stream, the price was 67,200. And now, you know, like I just showed you, we're above 70K. So anyway, he gives a lot better price analysis than me because he's a real technical analyst for charts and stuff. So all right, let's keep going. Most people don't seem to understand how good this weekly chart looks. Send it to literal infinity, Bitcoin. Yeah, look at this. This is the weekly chart. And these are our two peaks from the last cycle. This is our old all-time high from the last cycle. We came above it, and it's good. We sort of, almost like a bull flag, we just hung out, retested it, and now we're probably on our way to higher levels. I mean, that's what it looks like. Everything is pointing that way. Here's a great post and a great fact. By 2035, 99% of the 21 million Bitcoin will have been mined. The next 11 years will be the glory days of Bitcoin mining as Bitcoin, the asset, undergoes peak monetization, while the growth rate of mining difficulty continues decelerating. Study this, stack Bitcoin, stack ASICs, and here's the chart here showing everything. Yeah, the Bitcoin mining, what did he say? The growth rate of mining difficulty continues decelerating. Is that true, though? I don't know. Anyway, here's the chart. I don't really understand mining still, meaning the power required and all that stuff, so anyway, but it's true that by 2035, 99% of the Bitcoin will have been mined. And that's why this next video here, I want to actually watch this with you. This is called The Bitcoin Gold Rush with Michael Saylor, posted by Swan Bitcoin. Yeah, this was from Bitcoin Atlantis from about a month ago. So let's watch and listen.
We're in the Bitcoin gold rush. It started in January of 2024, and it will run till about November of 2034. How many people know what happened in November of 2034? In November of 2034, 99% of all the Bitcoin will have been mined, and the last 1% comes out over the next 100 years. So for all practical purposes, the stock-to-flow ratio of Bitcoin is infinity in 2034. It becomes noise. At the beginning of the gold rush, no bank could custody Bitcoin, no institutional investor could buy Bitcoin, no Wall Street trading firm. When those spot ETFs were approved, that created a fire or an avalanche. The genie's out of the bottle. It doesn't matter who's elected president next. It doesn't matter who's the next head of the SEC. No politician's opinion, no banker opinion, no regulator opinion matters after that date. That kicked off the gold rush.
Yeah, so that date, yeah, when the ETFs, when the spot ETFs became available, that's when institutions started being able to get in easily. And so that's the start of the gold rush that he's saying. And the end of the gold rush is November 2034. That's when Bitcoin will have only 1% left to be mined over the next 100 years. And so I think this is fascinating, but also I think it's fascinating mostly because this 11-year Bitcoin gold rush, or 10 and a half years of a Bitcoin gold rush, as he's saying it is, it just started. So that's good, right? So we're at least paying attention and involved at the beginning of this gold rush. So let's get back to the news items. Are you bullish on Bitcoin? Me. Oh, wait. Let me rewind. Watch this. Right? Oh, look at this big bull. Look at his horns. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's how bullish people are. All right, that's how bullish people are. All right, here's Jack Spirko posted in response to Bitcoin Magazine's post. Because Bitcoin Magazine, as you can see here, posted, just in, BlackRock and Fidelity now own a combined 379,000 Bitcoin worth $26.3 billion. But the thing is, BlackRock and Fidelity, they're not the owners. It's their customers who are the owners. So Jack Spirko posts here, he's like, BlackRock and Fidelity don't own Jack. Stop acting like managing an ETF equals ownership of the underlying commodity. The people that own the Bitcoin have the accounts. When they sell, BlackRock and Fidelity and all of them must sell to pay out the requested funds. Why people like Bitcoin Magazine feel the need to clickbait for this is maddening. Yeah, so anyway, just pointing out the facts and a reminder that BlackRock and Fidelity, meaning BlackRock and Fidelity themselves, they may own some Bitcoin, like a little, but the majority of it, like 99, more than 99% for sure, is owned by their customers. So it's not really theirs. So let's keep that in mind. Now, MicroStrategy, on the other hand, they own all of theirs, right? Because that's part of their savings in a way, right? Part of their investment as a business. So this is from last week. This is from Bitcoin Archive. Well, it's not from last week, but it's saying that the ETFs last week had the first week of outflows after seven consecutive weeks of inflows, mainly due to BlackRock and Fidelity's inflows drying up while Grayscale's outflows remained high. Yeah, so here's the chart. You can see this is the first weekly outflows of the ETF. And again, it's because Grayscale customers are still offloading their Bitcoin. But that's, again, that's not going to be forever, because once those people run out of Bitcoin to sell, there's no more to sell. And then everyone else is going to be buying. And then, you know, the price keeps going up. So here's Dr. Jeff Ross. I love this. And this is, again, when I talk about fiat currency and the government nonsense on this show, it's all for context, right? So he says, thanks to human ingenuity and progress, life was meant to become increasingly affordable over time. Government fiat currency is literally designed to obscure this phenomenon and consistently leech productivity and purchasing power gains from its citizens via inflation, which is monetary debasement. As it turns out, Bitcoin fixes this, and Bitcoin will help usher in the next age of human flourishing. This post encapsulates so much, and it's exactly true, and this is what Bitcoin fixes, right? Because as we grow as a civilization, we should build on things we've already built, and we should become more wealthy. But because of fiat is the instrument that whoever these elites are, they use it to suck the value from the average people. But with Bitcoin, that can't happen. So flourishing is coming. I love it. Yeah, and also Bitcoin critics, they'd be like, oh, checkmate Bitcoiners. Yeah, this is, and what you see on the screen is the earth literally chopped in half, and it's going to float, each half is going to float away, and everything's going to die and everything in there. And these Bitcoin critics are like, oh, what happens to Bitcoin then? And they don't understand. This is what Bitcoin critics don't understand. Any scenario you can describe that might hamper Bitcoin, like, oh, all the power on the earth goes out, there's no electricity on the planet Earth for 10 years. Okay, yeah, Bitcoin can't run. But guess what? Neither can fiat, idiots. What do you think the bank is? You think the banks don't have computers? You think all the bank ledgers and everything is on paper? That's what you think? Please. Every single scenario they come up with applies to fiat as well. They don't understand this. It's so dumb. It's like, oh, what if a meteor hits the earth? Then we're all dead, stupid. Come on. Here's a video that came out today from Matthew Crater at Bitcoin University. Did the NSA create Bitcoin? And this is a 12-minute video. I'll link to it. We're not going to watch it now, but check it out. This is because this is another thing that the Bitcoin critics say. Oh, Bitcoin is an NSA. It's a government psyop. It's whatever. Satoshi is the government or the NSA. Anyway, this video talks about all that. And yeah, speaking of U.S. dollars, yeah, the U.S. dollar bulls, they don't realize their unit of account is off. Yeah, look at this cartoon. Here's the U.S. dollar, a sinking ship under the water, sinking, saying, wow, we're doing good. We don't sink as fast as others. Yeah, because all fiat currencies are sinking and devolving and crashing. They're literally crashing in slow motion, all of them. And it's funny how people who love the U.S. dollar, they're so happy that their ship is sinking the slowest. Yeah, that makes sense. Good job. Here's another post from Swan. This is about what $1.2 trillion looks like. Here, let me stop this video. Because on Saturday, President Biden signed a $1.2 trillion spending package. And maybe you should get some Bitcoin just in case. And this is what $1 trillion looks like. All right, there's $100. There's $1,000. That's $1 million. Oh, sorry, we don't need the audio. This is $10 million. There's a briefcase for scale. This is $100 million, and that's a person for scale. That's $100 million. And this net, man, look at all that cash. That's $1 billion. Wow, that's $1 billion. And here's a guy sitting on this literal mountain of cash. That's $10 billion. It's only $10 billion. And here comes, oh, this is $100 billion. It's like a building with a guy on it. There's a truck for scale. And then $1 trillion. Look at how big $1 trillion is. It's like a huge warehouse, full to the top. So anyway, that's what $1 trillion is, and that's what that's what the government is printing to devalue your currency. That's how much money. And because of that, here's an article from Watcher.Guru. BRICS is ready to work with all countries to ditch the U.S. dollar. Yeah, the BRICS, right? The Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And of course, they have a lot more countries on board with them already, something like at least 30 or 50 more countries. And they're ditching the U.S. dollar. So they're going to do their own thing. And that's it. The domination, the global domination of the U.S. dollar is ending in front of our eyes. So, and again, that's context for Bitcoin. So try to see the macro, see what's happening, right? And this is Gigi pointing out, the price of stuff doesn't go up. The value of money goes down. Few people understand this. Yeah, so like if you have a house, you know, the value of the house seems to be going up over time, right? If you bought a house for $300,000, now it's worth $600,000. Well, really, the value of that house is the same. You know, you can live in it, you can do things in your house, you can use your house, but the value of the reason the price went up is because the value of the money went down. The U.S. dollar is worth less, so now you need $600,000 to equal the value of your home. The home is the same, the value of the money is what went down. So few people understand this, as he says. And here is Fractal Bounce saying, Bitcoin stops the plunder. Yeah, look at this quote. When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men, they create for themselves, in the course of time, a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. Yeah, so this means that the ruling class, or whatever you want to call them, globalists, they created the system to plunder all of us. And then they build around that system a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. So this is what they do. All right, back to Bitcoin and layer twos. Layer twos, of course, are applications and use cases that sit on top of the Bitcoin base layer. And those layer twos tap into the base layer more efficiently than And what you can do on a layer two, you can do a lot more on and a lot more efficiently than you can do on the base layer. But Jameson Lopp says, there are currently 29 Bitcoin layer two protocols in production use. I didn't know there were that many, actually. And there are another 40 Bitcoin layer two protocols in various stages of development. Very interesting. And if you go to the website here, actually, I should have pulled that up. Yeah, L2.watch. Look at these are all the L2s. So you can go through and check out their Twitter and their website or whatever. And we actually talked about L2s on last Friday's Bitcoin panel. Yeah, we talked about L2s. We had Tatum, James, AC, and Carl. It was awesome. I'll link to that, of course, with everything else in the show notes. And just to, provide a little wisdom toward the end of the show, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is already within yourself, your way of thinking. And this is a quote from Marcus Aurelius, definitely the greatest Roman emperor. Yeah, very little is needed to make a happy life. It's already within yourself, your way of thinking. So, and I know this is wisdom, this is higher level, but we always have to remember that, right? It always comes back to ourselves and our heart and our mindset. And just so you know, if this guy, Coinfinity, he needs this boat for his future lost Bitcoin private keys. Look at this boat. The boat's name is Satoshi Nakabuto. All right, well, this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Come here for everything, including this link on top. It says, join our locals community. And this is our locals community. Come join it for free and hang out. And of course, every Friday we do the Bitcoin panel at 4 p.m. Eastern. It's a live stream. So that's it for today. Thank you for watching. I really appreciate you. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and follow the channel on Rumble. And we're on Twitter too, but Rumble and locals are what we're trying to focus on, just so you know. So, all right. And we'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Bitcoin news update. And let's enjoy this pump here. Look, now we're up to 70,600. When are we going to hit an all-time high? Later today? It could be. All right. See you tomorrow. Bye.